Finally, on a totally different note, we join our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, to find out if the Romans tapped into their pagan traditions when they began celebrating Christmas. So there, I'd like to take a break from our media bubble here at the radio and ring a Christmas bell of sorts, which takes us back to the times of the Romans.
Oh, nos tempora Romanorum revocat. Takes us back to the times of the Romans. Oh, a ringing bell, ace sonans, or ace resonans, nos Romanorum tempora revocat, reducit.
Taking a break from our media bubble here at the radio.
Oh, yeah. Interrumpimus, bubble, I know it's, bulam. interrumpimus hanc instrumentorum communicationes bulam. We break this bubble of our communications media.
Can you answer this question? How and when did the Romans, at least those who were Christian, move into the Christmas scene celebrating the birth of Jesus? Around the 4th century, no?
Well, yes, of course, after Constantine, the Christians switched the feast of the sun, you know, the unconquerable sun, which is December 21st. And he had Invictus Sol Invictus, the unconquerable sun, and of course the turning around of the year, and that was the Roman thing, the beginning of the new year on December 22nd, and many other little things in there, and the Christians just substituted this. The one who turned around history was now Jesus of Nazareth, and so that's how Jesus got close to around December 21st. There are all kinds of explanations, but that's one of the, seems one of the most probable ones.
So would you say the Romans, when they celebrated Christmas in a Christian manner, tapped into the pagan tradition?
Oh, yeah, certainly. They took all kinds of stuff from the pagans and Christianized or baptized all these things, and they were not hesitant to do that, which is very healthy also.
Can you say all that in Latin?
My Lord, deliver us.
The Romans tapped into pagan traditions.
It's Christiani, plurima Romanis e traditionibus hauserunt, suaque rediderunt. They took many things from Roman traditions and made them their own. Pontifex, the pontifex business. The bridge makers and the high priest, and Julius Caesar was a pontifex, and they just switched this over to make the leader of the Christian religion a pontifex. It's all. I don't want to say it's all pagan, but a lot of things were just rebaptized and accepted as good things and made Christian. That's all.
And warm thanks there to our popular Latin lover, Carmelite Father Reginald Foster, who's currently teaching Latin in the United States, but was for many years, and under many popes, papal Latinist.